Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. starting off this new hour of Neon Jazz, is one of the finest musicians playing jazz today. That was award-winning trombonist, composer, and educator Mr. Nick Feinzer with the 2013 song Alternate Agenda off his impressive 2013 album called Exposition. His music plays homage to the past, but keeps a solid eye on the future of the jazz craft. His initial love for jazz came via listening to Duke Ellington's music during his high school years. Tunes like Harlem Airshaft and In a Sentimental Mood got him going. As we flash forward, Nick got the chance to perform Ellington's music as a part of the Essentially Ellington Festival hosted at the Great Lincoln Center, which ignited Nick's ambition to move to New York City and play that jazz. Today, Nick performs and teaches around New York City while maintaining an active touring schedule. He is an evolved musician that will keep jazz cool into the future. Thanks for tuning in to yet another hour of what we consider the finest jazz on the planet. This is your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town that brought many fine songs into the eardrums of the world, both jazz and otherwise, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here to spin you musicians of today and way back into yesterday. Cats like Coleman Hawkins, Harold Land, Hoagy Carmichael, and many more. Keeping it within the storyline here on this new hour of jazz, this number comes from the duo of Duke Ellington and Mr. John Coltrane. Here's the early 60s recording of In a Sentimental Mood.
Thank you. This is Mark with the Summers family here in Liberty, and every Saturday morning we listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Bandleader, arranger, conductor, trumpeter, and most notably, a record producer, Joe Leahy, with the song Maybe You'll Be There off the Never Too Late for Dancing album. He played with Les Brown and his band of renown at 20, then with Charlie Barnett later and Artie Shaw in his band. But he is most well known for being an engineer at what is one of the greatest studios of all time and a great story, Sound City Studios in California, a family business that in May ended its 40-plus run as the music home of rock's biggest acts and their albums, like Fleetwood Mac, Tom Petty, Nirvana, and many more. One of the coolest cats in music today, Mr. Dave Grohl, recently did a documentary on the studio that started back in 1969 and featured the custom Nev 8028 console, which produced a sound that no one can deny in the music biz. Catch this documentary and long live the studio and Joe, who I hear was a great cat himself. Great to have on the show. From one hot number to the next, here's Paula Castle next on Neon Jazz with her tune, Why Can't I, off a Sex Kittens and Hi-Fi album.
Feeling the way I do, I'd like to say I do, heaving a heavenly sigh. Everybody has someone. Why can't I? Creeping to bed alone, resting my head alone, only the pillow nearby. Some have a reason for dreaming. Nobody hears when I cry. Everybody has someone. Why can't I? Mm-hmm. I look in bed. Nobody hears when I cry. Everybody has someone. Why, oh, why can't I?
Hi, everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was bass clarinetist Todd Marcus with the 2012 song Epistrophe off the album Inheritance. Todd is one of the few artists worldwide to focus on the use of the bass clarinetist as a main solo instrument. His work includes international performances, clinics, and radio play. Downbeat said this of Todd, "It's the unbridled ferocity with which he plays that makes this new album stand out. From the beginning, this disc is an explosion of straight-ahead jazz with superb supporting roles played by the rest of the band." Yeah, it is a good listen indeed. The Bean is next on Neon Jazz. Here's tenor saxophonist Coleman Hawkins with the tune Lazy Butterfly off a nice 1963 album called The Hawk and the Hunter.
This is San Francisco trumpeter Joel Behrman. Tune in to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino for all the latest and realest in jazz and jazz musicians. Thank you.
That was the combo of James Sanders and the Kevin O'Connell Trio with the song Voyage off their 2013 album called Blue Violin. This album is a swinging tribute to the legacy of jazz violin, playing tribute to the likes of Stuff Smith and Johnny Frigo. James Sanders is a jazz violinist and educator, and he received his master's in violin performance in 89 and is currently the member of the Jeffrey Ballet Orchestra and the Chicago Sinfonietta. Here's hard bop and post-bop tenor saxophonist Harold Land with the 1960 title track off his album called West Coast Blues.
Thank you. This is Ferrez with it. Whenever I'm in Kansas City, I love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, and I hope you do too.
Was the great Walter White and Small Medium at Large with the 2012 song Waiting for Walter. This band specializes in brass heavy big band jazz featuring a solid solo trumpet and catchy original compositions with arrangements of classic jazz standards. Walter's trumpet playing has landed gigs with Maynard Ferguson, Dave Holland, the Woody Herman Orchestra, and Wynton Marsalis with the great Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, amongst many others. His playing can be heard in sitcoms like Taxi, yeah, and The Cosby Show. Chances are you've probably already heard him and you didn't even know it. Finally, he is a studio owner and he has a great ear, and he knows how to make your ears sing too. We're going to step back in time here with this next track on Neon Jazz. This is the great Hoagy Carmichael with his standard, the 1927 song, Stardust.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song, and the melody haunts my reverie. and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. Oh, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. Stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Okay, it's Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I'm just Demi.
That was the duo of Pancho Molina and Elias Meister with the 2012 tune Ticket to Timbuktu off a solid album called Open for Business. This is an album that is definitely jazz-infused with rock and Latin influences for their sound and polish. Elias is a New York City-based guitarist that knows how to pluck the chords, while Pancho is a solid drummer in the jazz world, and together they make Open for Business an album to pick up and dig. Let's revert back to the roots of things here on this hour of Neon Jazz with a bit of that New Orleans flavor. Here's the Preservation Hall Jazz Band with the 1990 song, Shake It and Break It.
Avoid fall. could sing a lullaby, a lullaby just for you, one that would chase away all the cares of the day and make your dreams come true. Just a simple melody, a melody soft and sweet, as the light fades away at the close of day and a hush falls over the street. Through an open window and high above the tree, over the mountainside, floating on the breeze, an old familiar lullaby, a lullaby meant to be sung today in the very way that it was sung to me.
All right, you just got two for the price of one there. That was Jill Barber off the 2011 album called Mischievous Moon with the nice song Lullaby. And leading us away but not astray from this hour of jazz is the song off the new Showtime show called Homeland. The main character, Carrie Matheson, played by Claire Danes, is a huge jazz fan, and with references throughout the show. This is an ending credits song, and it's no exception. Thanks again for tuning in to one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man destined for the movies, Mr. John Christopher.
Hello there. Thank you, my adoring couple.
You get the award. Talk to us about our show. Let us know what you think. Just let us know that you're out there in radio land. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. You know, I think I'm going to redo that.
Too late.
Neon Jazz.